In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The last time I saw Larry, he was cold and stiff. In the church narthex were gathered his family and his friends, and they were all gazing upon the photographs that were on the board, his life preserved for them in film. 4 days earlier, I had prayed with Larry for the very last time in his hospital room. He told me at that time how tired he was. The years of kidney dialysis, they had made marks upon Larry's face and upon his body. He looked worn out. But there were new wrinkles on Larry's face that day. He wouldn't complain, but if you asked him, he would tell you about the terrible pain caused by his leg. Even the part that the doctors cut off last month, there was still pain. He suffered from phantom pain of a leg that had been amputated just below the knee. And the wound would not heal. Diabetes had slowed that process. And so the doctors hoped that by going in and having surgery, they could shorten the bone that remained in Larry's stump and help relieve some of the pain. And so surgery was scheduled for the next day. And I was there to pray with Larry and to bring him the Lord's Supper. Our first commandment that we just read says, "You shall have no other gods before me." By way of commentary, Martin Luther's Large Catechism says this: "A god is that to which we look for all good and in which we find refuge in every time of need. To have a god is nothing else than to trust and believe him with our whole heart. If your faith and trust are right, then your God is the true God." Right faith means entrusting yourself to the one true God alone and completely. It means your heart embracing God alone, seeking from him the things that you lack, clinging to his promises throughout all misfortune and suffering. Larry's faith, his trust, and his confidence in that one true God alone did not come to him easily. He was not born naturally loving and seeking that one true God. Neither are we. Larry was content serving in the army. He was content making his living farming. He was content to work hard and to play equally hard. For Larry, riding his tractor all day long and then downing beers all night long, well, that was Larry's good life. Larry had no need for the God of his parents. He had no need for the God of his Sunday school. Larry was an idolater. The God that he put his faith, trust, and confidence in was himself. His tractor, his farm, his money, his abilities, his life. And Larry found good company in this world full of idolaters, a world full of people who are turning inward, placing trust and confidence in themselves, determined to follow their own wisdom. And why not? In Larry's world, money and power and prestige all appeared synonymous with the self-made man. Why should Larry desire to drink from the kingdom and the reign of God's cup, when all of those who did appear to be suffering from want, without wealth, power, or prestige. Why not, Larry thought, keep drinking in the natural world? For there he found the satisfactions of his body, and the desires were quenched. Well, what about us, brothers and sisters of the seminary community? Have not I looked through Larry's eyes at one time in my life? Have not you observed the apparent disparity of wealth, power, honor, and prestige that comes from drinking in the natural world? Have not we all looked through Larry's eyes? And even if it was just for a moment, even if it was for just one night, have we not all desired to join in that drinking in with the world? Larry's natural world fell apart, as all natural worlds will in some time. First, it was a kidney transplant. Then, years of dialysis, followed by diabetes, poor circulation, and sores that would not heal. Larry's world crashed in all around him. And for Larry, the cruelest cut of all was the one that took his leg away for a lifetime. And yet, into the self-deluded world of Larry came one who was seeking the lost. Reaching down into Larry's crumbled world came the living and active Word of God. Reaching through the sin of Larry's life, God sent his eternal Son to draw Larry into the eternal good and to let Larry drink from that eternal reign of God. Into Larry's life, into our lives, God sends this same Son. And the Son does not stop at just amputating a leg. God's Son suffers the amputation of his entire life. For Jesus Christ, the cruelest cut was the one that amputated sin from our hearts and nailed it with him to the cross. There, God severed the power of sin from his presence forever. And this is what God is doing in the world. The good news is that in Christ Jesus, God is drawing all of the Larrys into his presence. In Christ, he is making us new, bringing us into a life that trusts and hopes for all good to come from him alone. God is surgically changing us. He is amputating even the desire for us to drink from that natural world, and instead giving us himself to drink from. Larry's life was changed by God himself. Through frequent visitations of his pastor, the Word of God made flesh, came to Larry. And it drew Larry closer. And the Word of God cut out of Larry all of the malice, all of the anger, all of the disappointment, all that Larry thought that he had lost as his self-built world came crumbling down all around him. And Larry was filled instead with the contentment and the satisfaction and the peace of God. He was filled instead with the very body and the blood of a living Lord and Savior, a risen Lord and Savior, one who drank to the very dregs all of Larry's pain and guilt and suffering, one who drank to the dregs all of our pain, mine and yours. Luther exhorts us to mark well and remember the meaning of this first commandment. Trust in God alone and turn to Him, expecting from Him only good things, for it is He who gives us body, life, food, drink, nourishment, health, protection, peace, and all temporal and eternal blessings. Larry received his eternal seal and blessing as he trusted and had faith in the Word and in the sacraments of God. And before I shared communion with him for the very last time in his life, Larry reached over, grabbed my hand, and he said to me, "God has been very good to me. I could not have survived these last 15 years without the love of Jesus in my life. This communion has given me strength." Larry died that very night and did not go through the operation. Trust and believe with your whole heart in the transforming and the saving power of God's grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. Turn to Him. See and believe that it is only in Christ that God is doing good things for you and for your ministry to those whom God is even now drawing closer to Him.